Kevin Hunt with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show talking about business leases. And Jeff, is kind of your position that leasing is smarter than owning pretty much all the time, or in most cases?
Not necessarily. You know, I think that when a business is just starting out, I think it makes total sense to be leasing rather than owning. It's just one less headache you have to worry about.
Sure. So let's talk about the reasons why somebody would want to lease and some of the problems involved in leasing or things to watch out for.
Well, leasing, you know, most businesses need to, unless you're a home-based business or a consulting firm, most businesses need a location.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you got to have a, you know, space. You got to find a space, a business location, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, whether you're owning the building or not, there's going to be a lease involved, because even if you're owning it, for liability reasons, you're still going to be leasing it to your operating business too.
Sure.
But you know, and commercial leasing is an interesting area. You know, there's mounds of statutes dealing with residential leases, mm-hmm. and all the rights that tenants have and landlords have and what they can do and all that. But there aren't any when it comes to commercial leasing.
Mm-hmm.
Commercial leases, there is a, you know, residential leases, there's statutes that it's more of a consumer protection issue. In commercial leasing, you're assumed they're both business people. They know what they're doing. They're sophisticated enough. They're on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the more reason to be using an attorney that knows leasing,
mm-hmm.
To help negotiate that, because there's always things that can be revised one way or another,
mm-hmm.
in a lease. And believe it or not, yes, there are some leases that are drafted more landlord-friendly and some that are more tenant-friendly. It just all depends as to who starts with the document. And so whoever I'm representing, it's my job to ferret out the issues and try to do the best I can to protect my client.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the common things that you think get missed in leases? Because I even think about, and maybe this is one of the areas that cover as well, but maintenance of the building, or if you get big, you know, depending upon the size that the place may be, you know, who's going to take care of, you know, even simple things like clearing the snow,
yeah.
and whatnot.
Well, that all relates back to what type of lease you have. And there's two types. They're called gross lease,
mm-hmm.
or triple net lease, or net lease.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually defines who's responsible for it. A gross lease, the tenant is paying a fixed amount of rent every month,
mm-hmm.
and the landlord is picking up the tab for utilities, property taxes, maybe some of the maintenance stuff,
mm-hmm.
because what they've done is, in theory, set the rent, the monthly rent amount such that it's enough to cover all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it's not, the landlord's going to bear the risk of any overage.
Sure.
Okay, a net lease or triple net lease is where these costs are passed on to the tenant or tenants of the property,
mm-hmm.
based on the percentage of the building that they rent. So if you have, say, a strip mall, you know, all the businesses that are in the strip mall are going to pay some percentage of the cost of keeping the sidewalks clear, keeping the parking lots plowed,
mm-hmm.
keeping the grass cut in the summertime. You know, all those things are called common area maintenance expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we refer to them as CAM. You hear about CAM charges. That's what you're talking about. All those maintenance expenses for all the grounds and the parking lots.
The common area maintenance.
Yep. So, you know, obviously if it's a single tenant building, then the one tenant is going to be responsible for all of that. So typically a triple net is the property taxes are passed through.
Mm-hmm.
Pro rata,
mm-hmm.
Utilities, insurance, all those things are passed through pro rata, and then the CAM charges are passed through pro rata. And a good triple net lease will define what the CAM charges are,
mm-hmm.
and that's a real key for a tenant, is going through that list and finding out what the landlord is calling CAM charges. And I've had provisions where I've redlined out, you know, management fees or administrative expenses. You know, there's all different things that could be considered operating expenses. It's just a matter of what the parties agree on. Again, back to my earlier statement, it's a product of negotiation. So you negotiate what you're responsible for. Now, CAM charges are different than, say, repair. you know, like capital repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the landlord is going to be responsible for the roof for any structural repairs. Heating and air conditioning, depends on, you know, what the parties agree on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the tenant, sometimes it's the landlord. It all depends. But that's another point that gets negotiated, is who's responsible for repairing, you know, if there's boilers in the building, who's responsible for repairing those if those, you know, break.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a tenant, if I'm representing a tenant, I want the landlord to be responsible for that. If I'm representing the landlord, we're going to try to get the tenant to be responsible. We're going to try to minimize our expense as much as possible.
Sure.
Because, you know, we're already paying, the landlord's already paying, you know, a mortgage. We want to be able to pass on as much of the expense of maintenance onto our tenants, because that's why we buy commercial real estate, because mm-hmm. we know somebody will rent it from us.
I've seen these two terms before, and that makes perfect sense when you're describing a triple net lease and how, you know, for example, in a mall situation and whatnot, those would be quite appropriate. What's a good example of where a gross type lease is most appropriate?
Gross lease, I mean, it doesn't really have to be a particular type of property. It's more of a landlord's preference. If the, mm-hmm. it might be that the landlord just doesn't want the hassle of having to provide itemization of what the expenses were, trying to estimate all this stuff, or having some adjustment at the year end, or audit rights where the tenant could come in and audit the books. The landlord may just say, to heck with that, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's X. I've calculated out myself. This is
here's
it.
What all these expenses kind of averaged out, and I'm comfortable doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, they could say, we'll set up the utilities on your dime. Here's what you're going to pay for the rest of it. We're done. It's more of a determinant the parties decide they would want something. In my opinion, the gross lease is a little bit, may not be as exact as a triple net, but it might be simpler in terms of how it operates.
Mm-hmm. So there can be advantages both ways.
Correct.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about business leases. And good stuff to know, Jeff. I wouldn't have thought there'd be so much involved in negotiating a good lease for your business.
There's all that and more.
Again, Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about business leases versus owning, and gross versus triple net leases. You can contact Jeff O'Brien at jobrien@lohman.com. Again, that's jobrien@lohman.com with your additional questions. Kevin Hunter with Jeff here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
Heidegrip.com.
What's Heidegrip, you ask? Here's Don Dorsch, creator and founder of Heidegrip.
Heidegrip is self-adhesive clear silicone strips applied to the underside of any strap where it normally lands on your shoulder. The Heidegrip strips grip onto any dry surface. Not only are they strong and tear-resistant, they are incredibly flexible and conform to your shoulder, yet sturdy enough for everyday use. Heidegrip won't damage your bag or clothing and is hypoallergenic. Add Heidegrip to your bag and it will stay on your shoulder. No more slipping, sliding, or adjusting. Heidegrip works on purses, messenger bags, baby bags, gym bags, backpacks, etc. Whether you carry a designer bag or a department store bag, they all slide down your arm. With Heidegrip, your bag will finally become hands-free. Now you will be able to shop and even reach for items with ease, knowing that your bag won't slide down your arm.
For more information, visit Heidegrip.com. Again, the website, Heidegrip.com. That's HIDEAGRIP.com.
Heidegrip.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show with a few thoughts on how your customers might be viewing your organization. When Bain & Company surveyed a number of businesses and asked how their clients would rate their service, the companies stated that 80% of their clients would rate them as superior. However, when the customers themselves were surveyed, only 8% of them gave these same businesses a superior rating. That's quite a gap, but it does serve to illustrate how little companies really know about what their customers are thinking. Can you afford to run your business without knowing what issues might be causing your customers to want to leave? Can you afford to be missing out on opportunities for growth simply because you aren't talking to your clients? Of course, the answer is no. So get started today talking to your clients. And if you're not sure how to put this together or construct it, give us a call at the Business Forum Show, 763-267-7260. Or look us up on the web, thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to hook you up with resources to help you get in touch with your clients today.
Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter.
As host of Business Talk Radio, I get the opportunity to cross paths with some very unique owners. Scott Favilla, the owner of Computer Rangers, is a perfect example of this. He founded Computer Rangers in 2005 after working on computers for the previous 15 years. Since then, he's acquired numerous certifications to become the expert that he is today. But that's just the beginning of his story. You see, Scott is a disabled Army vet. He was deployed to the Middle East and sustained injuries that kept him hospitalized for 6 months. This didn't stop him from attending St. Cloud State University and later starting his own business. Scott Favilla isn't looking for sympathy. When he talks about Computer Rangers, he pridefully states that customer satisfaction is his number one goal, and he works tirelessly to earn his clients' business through the quality of service he believes they want and deserve. This is the attitude that has made him a successful business owner today. Scott Favilla. Find him online at computerrangers.net or call Scott today at 763-245-6042.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.